In the wake of a one-of-a-kind hurricane merged with a nor'easter storm that smashed into the East Coast on October 29th, the issue of climate change is now front and center, at least among those who consider the strange and extreme weather the world has been experiencing the past year or two to be linked to climate change. What's happening is exactly what 98% of the world's climate scientists predicted would happen. It's just happening much sooner than many thought it would. Before Hurricane Sandy, the climate change group 350.org had already planned what it's calling their Do the Math tour, starting November 7th, the day after the presidential election. With both President Barack Obama and challenger Mitt Romney trying to outdo each other in support of fossil fuel extraction, 350.org founder Bill McKibben says the time is right to promote the conclusion he reached in his recent article in Rolling Stone magazine, that known reserves of oil, coal, and gas hold five times more carbon than climate scientists think is safe to burn. Organizers hope their 21-city Do the Math tour will spark a nationwide fossil fuel divestment campaign at colleges and universities and inspire new protests against the industry. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Daniel Kessler, media campaigner with 350.org, about the tour and the divestment campaign, which will include a video appearance by Archbishop Desmond Tutu urging people to join the new movement based on the divestment model that helped to end apartheid in South Africa.
We're launching our Do the Math tour the day after the election. It's on November 7th, and there's some symbolism behind that. We're looking kind of outside the political process because the political process isn't moving at the speed that we need it to. So we're going to be pointing some of our energies directly at the fossil fuel industry, and that's why we're launching this tour. It's going to be going to 21 cities in about 25 days. It's going to be going at breakneck speed. And the point of it is to go around and kind of talk to people about the math behind the climate crisis, where, you know, how much warming we can actually take on this planet, how much carbon we have left to burn, and how much carbon reserves the fossil fuel industry currently has. And when you look at the numbers, they currently have about five times in their reserves what we can burn if we want to stay below a safe level of temperature rise.
What does 350.org consider a safe level of temperature rise?
You know, every country, including the United States, came together in 2009 in Copenhagen, and they all agreed that 2 degrees was the red line. That was the number, that's 2 degrees Celsius. That's the number that we don't want to go beyond. And we've already raised the Earth's temperature about 0.8 degrees Celsius, so we're almost halfway there.
Your campaign points to the fossil fuel industry as the enemy. What are you focusing on?
Oil, gas, and coal. And the reason for it is that, you know, the atmosphere doesn't really discriminate when it comes to fossil fuels, that we actually need to stop burning all of them and transition to renewable energy as soon as we can. And so those companies have been responsible for, you know, buying off our politicians, making sure that we can't see progress in this country. And, you know, we're seeing the effects of what burning their product, their carbon product, is on our climate. And, you know, most people just poke their head outside their window this year and they've seen some of the crazy extreme weather that's going on. We broke 3,100 temperature records in June. We're now experiencing the 330th consecutive month where the average temperature has exceeded average norms. And so things are getting crazy. And people are seeing that, and we know who's responsible for it. It's the fossil fuel companies.
And Daniel Kessler, what's your strategy? Divestment? Boycott?
Right, we're launching a divestment campaign, and it's based on what happened in with the anti-apartheid movement in the 80s, where students really rose up on campus and said that it's immoral for their money to be wrapped up in companies that are investing in South Africa. And we're going to be launching a similar model, essentially saying that it's immoral for school endowments to have their money wrapped up in fossil fuel companies, the same companies that are kind of baking the planet for that these students are going to have to inherit. So, no, we're not asking people to boycott. That wouldn't be very effective. And, yes, of course, we all do use fossil fuels. But the question is when are we going to transition off them, and what are the obstacles to doing that? And the fossil fuel companies, you know, have an incentive to keep us hooked on their product, and they've done a very good job with that. And this effort around divestment is going to be a way to push back.
So this is a totally campus-focused tour?
No, we're going to some universities and some cities. And, you know, one of the campaigns that we're going to be really focusing on next year is on this divestment work, but it's by no means the only campaign we'll be running. We'll be doing lots of stuff that's aimed at the fossil fuel industry and kind of attacking their social license to operate, essentially saying that their business model is predicated on cooking the planet, and that needs to stop.
Neither Romney nor Obama has raised climate change in this campaign. And alas, not one of the moderators for the vice presidential debate or the three presidential debates have mentioned it. What does that say to you?
Well, you can interpret that in a lot of different ways. I've been thinking about it in two ways. One is that it's clear the fossil fuel industry has, in some respects, got what they've been trying to do, which is silencing our politicians and our voices around this and stifling dissent and making sure that there's a lot of misinformation out there. And the candidates, you have to say that it's kind of a moral failing on their behalf that they haven't addressed the climate crisis. But the other way I've been looking at it is from an electoral standpoint. And the polls show that people want a transition onto renewable energy, onto clean energy, and off of fossil fuels. So any politician who takes that challenge on would probably see a benefit from it. So it's quite mysterious why neither candidate will address the climate challenge.
You mentioned this is just one of the campaigns 350.org is working on. Can you say anything about other campaigns?
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff, but you know, most people are probably familiar with our efforts to stop the Keystone XL pipeline from coming down from Canada to the Gulf Coast. And that decision, you know, the president hasn't decided yet what the fate of that pipeline is going to be, and that's sort of our number one political ask. It's putting enough pressure on the president that makes him understand that the people don't want this pipeline, and he must say no to it. So there'll be a lot of action around the pipeline. We're also doing a number of things internationally and lots of other campaigns in the states that we're not quite yet ready to disclose, but I think people are going to think are really exciting.
That was Daniel Kessler, media campaigner with the climate change group 350.org. Find more information on the Do the Math tour on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.